Call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Into Monday, July 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate if you be on topic. No links, no long text messages, short, pithy comments would be greatly appreciated. Had a little technical difficulty there at the beginning of the show today, but everything is back up and running now. Greatly appreciate that. Comments coming in. Absolutely appreciate you guys letting us know. One of the things that I think we're looking at as we head into this weekend Lots of events happening, lots of things going on right now. We are going to definitely be able to get this information out to you guys as it comes in. But tonight, Joe Biden is definitely speaking to the nation at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tonight, Joe Biden is alive. We're not really sure about his medical condition. We got reports yesterday that he had suffered a mild stroke while out in Las Vegas. We don't know if that's confirmed. We don't know if that's true. But one way or another, Biden is going to be addressing the nation at 8 o'clock. So we will definitely be watching that tonight with many of you, and I'll have a field report of it tomorrow. So I think the technical difficulties are fixed. We're back up and running. We're going to have a great show lined up for you today. Lots of discussion, lots of information. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, text me at 231-360-5140 if you'd like to make any comments into the show. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text me your questions for him. We'll ask Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet, in the next segment. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 24th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Jeff, if it's okay with you, this being election season, 2 weeks from yesterday, the election is going to be held August 6th.
Yes.
And for our loyal listeners, you know who our listeners are. Basically, the audience that we have. Is it okay if I ask you a couple questions about politics and a little bit about the upcoming election?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And folks, you have to understand, I'm blindsiding Jeff with this. He had no idea I was going to talk to him about it this morning. You've heard the candidates, you've heard different news reports, you've seen who showed up to debates, who hasn't showed up to debates, you've heard the various things, you get mailers there at the house, you see ads on TV, you hear stuff on TV, radio, you read different things, pretty much informed, engaged voter. Would that be a good description of who Dr. Jeff is?
Oh yeah, I think that'd be pretty accurate.
Okay. Based on that, at this point, now, have you voted early via absentee ballot, or are you voting during the 9 days of early voting, or are you going to vote on Election Day?
I'm a vote on Election Day person. I really don't like the whole 9 days, this whole stretched out period. Multiple reasons. One reason, obviously, if you're going to put fraud into something, that's the way to do it. And a little bit of my background too, and a lot of people probably don't understand, is I used to be on the sheriff's. I used to be a special sheriff's deputy when I lived in Calhoun County. I was on the sheriff's dive team, so we get a little bit of training as far as like, you know, criminal investigation. Plus then, you know, I had a lot of friends that were cops and I took care of all the police dogs.
Sure.
So I do have a little bit of a law enforcement mindset sometimes when you're extending that time period. I'm like, you know, that's just more opportunity for something to go sideways, whether intentionally or unintentionally. And obviously the first one we see right now is Biden dropping out. I mean, what about all the people that voted early for Biden? Do they get to vote again? I mean, this is just like a legitimate question. You know, I mean, what happens if you voted for somebody and then that person dropped out? So I'm a vote on the day kind of guy in person.
Got it. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you also factor into it last minute ahas or last minute information that could perhaps persuade your vote? Breaking story about a candidate or about an incumbent in office voting the wrong way or doing something. Do you process all the data up until election day?
Oh yeah, you're always watching and bringing in new information, and the information has changed so much. I mean, even in our lifetimes, you know, because you can remember the time when you had three people. Was it Tom Brokaw, Walter Cronkite, and Dan Rather? They told you what happened, and then you got to decide how you felt about it. Nowadays, you watch news, they tell you what happened, you got to decide whether it really happened or not, you know? It's
right.
You got to sort through all this stuff. So I try to take in as much information as I can and kind of put it together, and then you always go back, okay, who wrote it? And usually with the bias, and sometimes I can read that first opening sentence and I go, yo, bias piece. Okay. You know, it's an editorial piece. It's not a news piece. And you
really gotta
turn up your bull manure
radar,
you know.
your BS meter.
Yep.
Well, one thing, it was funny because of the show yesterday, I was getting all kinds of reports and text messages and links and data. Rumors that Biden out in Vegas, when he cut the trip short, instead of flying back to D.C., they flew him back to Delaware. And one of the reasons was that he died. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was another story out there that he had a stroke. They were going to, you know, take him to the Las Vegas University Hospital.
Yep.
And then Secret Service changed that and said, no, we're going to take him to Johns Hopkins. Never mind shutting down the streets. Then they decided to take him to Delaware. Now tonight at 8 o'clock, he's addressing the nation.
Yeah.
So
yep.
For a dead guy with a stroke, it's going to be an interesting speech at 8 p.m. tonight. I want to get more local. I want to get more sure. focused to pick your brain because I want the audience to know basically who Dr. Jeff is and how you align yourself politically. Okay. And if there's any, if I got one or two liberals out there, you might be slightly offended because I know Jeff pretty well. do you mind, Jeff, sharing who do you plan to vote for as far as Congress goes? Congressman Jack Bergman is being primary challenged by Josh Saul. Have you made up your mind yet on that race?
I have not made up my mind on that one yet. I'm still kind of processing and bringing in information, you know, and just watching that and seeing what happens. Because then, you know, Bergman's been there for a long time. So he knows the ins and outs. He's got connections, but then, okay, what kind of connections does he have? You know, who's the new guy? Where? What is his skill set in being? Because I'm looking at it. This is how I look at it, actually, here. I can put this in a general. I am interviewing these people for a job, okay?
Exactly.
I am hiring, you know, Frisky is talking Neil, okay? I'm hiring Neil to be my state representative, all right? And so I need to look, can he do the job? You know, has he done the job? What's, and then now we're at our, you know, 100, well, actually, you know, 2 year review. Okay. Now we get the review. Did you do the job? How'd you do? Can you improve here? It's almost like what I do here to my staff. You know, when we're doing reviews. So that's the way people have to go in looking at this. And too many times I see people looking at the elections as a popularity contest almost, or it just like, well, my team, you know, rah, rah, my team. And it's, I mean, especially with Democrats, it seems like they'll rah, rah for anybody. The Democrats run up the flagpole. And I'm like, stop and think about some of these people that are running up. Cause I know there are better Democrats out there than some of them they're putting up, you know, they can make better choices. And it's, you got to look at it that way. And I guess the way I look at it, I align obviously much more conservative, much more Republican, just because that's how I feel, because I vote American. Who is going to put America first, regardless of, you know, what side of the aisle you're sitting on? I mean, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. We're all supposed to be Americans, and we're all supposed to work together. So that's the first thing. It's almost like, okay, put America's goals first, need to take care of Americans first. Once we have that taken care of, we've got our own house in order. Now we can help the world. Okay.
Right.
And exactly. I believe this is a, it's been a long time, but Bible verse, what is it? Do not ignore look at the splinter in your brother's eye if you have the log in your own eye.
Sure.
Kind of thing, you know. So I think if, and it's good, we are the dominant superpower. I mean, we are. Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
But in order to do
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of the interviews with Josh Saul? Have you heard any of the commercials that we've been playing on the station?
I've heard a couple of the commercials, but I haven't heard any interviews yet. So I usually kind of wait towards the end closer. I mean, I kind of monitor, and then when I get closer to the end, I did that study in too. I was a kind of a crammer.
Gotcha. That's fair.
Yep.
Now, have you looked at and heard from any of the U.S. Senate candidates? Are you informed about that race?
Not big. Again, the same thing, just kind of been, you know, peripherally monitoring it. Of course, we're right in the middle of our quote-unquote hay season here at the clinic. You know,
sure, going busy, crazy so. Busy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Now, what about, you mentioned Neil Frisky for the 107th. Yep. Are you supporting him for re-election?
Yeah, I'm going to support him for re-election. You know, I think he's a very level-headed guy. I think the whole thing that went down in Lansing, I don't even know what happened. And I think it was a complete non-issue because the news media completely dropped it within 2 days. And if what they said have really happened, you know, they would be running with it forever. And the fact that it just went complete radio silence, then, you know, oh, you were full of bunkus. And so I'm going to take that whole thing, and I'm just going to throw it away. What I like about Neil, what I really like about Neil is he explains why he votes certain way, why he votes. Every time he throws up and there's a vote just about, I am on his Facebook page, he'll show you, okay, I voted yes for this because of this. I voted no because of this. And a lot of the stuff he votes no on is just, they're just trying to pass busy work, okay?
Yep.
You know, exactly. And it's almost like the legislature feels that if they're not passing laws, they're not doing their job. I'm like, well, if the laws we have already work, you don't need to pass more laws. You know, maybe
exactly
leave them where
exactly.
they are.
Right.
If it broke, don't fix it. And a lot of the stuff is just goofy things that they're trying to do. And it's like little busy work. And Neil's like, this is a waste. As a businessman, and I would vote probably the same way. As a business, it's a waste of time. Why are we doing this? Why are we wasting our time? Which almost even brings in, I can also start to kick over a whole other hornet's nest here. Why do we even have a full-time legislature? I mean, does Michigan need a full-time legislature? You know, because
right.
there are states that have part-time legislatures.
We've been fighting that fight for years. Been wanting to get to go to part-time like the other 46 states out there in the country.
Yeah.
Have you been engaged in anything happening? Because I haven't. What's going on up at Chippewa County as far as commissioner races or, you know, sheriffs, prosecutors, anything exciting happening that you're hearing on the ground up there in Chippewa County?
Not a whole lot. Everything's still pretty quiet. I do know that our Judge Lambros is being challenged by Jennifer France. So I do know that. And that's like, I think, the first time he's even had a challenger, at least in the years I've been up here.
Sure.
So that's on the way. As far as that, nobody's challenging for a prosecutor at the moment that I know of.
Right.
So, yeah.
Sheriff is the same. Sheriff running. Got it.
Yep.
No changes happening at the county commissioner board that you're hearing?
Not hearing of, no.
Okay, so. Very good. And then lastly, you had been the chair of the Chippewa County Republican Party,
yes.
crazy busy with the practice, expanding
yes.
it, you know, things like that. You've passed the torch.
Yep.
Do you feel that the local county party is doing a good job as far as getting information out to the folks? Are they knocking doors? Are you seeing a lot of political signs your way?
Yeah, I'm seeing quite a few political signs. We do have a, because I'm still on the, you know, the Republican, part of the Republican group. I'm just not the chair.
Right.
Yeah, we actually have a office, which is good. So
we have
a physical office that you can drive in. It's right on the street. You can see it actually is right across from a firehouse, which is great. So it's right downtown.
Okay.
And so we'll have signage in there. Anybody wants to stop in, you can't miss it because there's a big cutout of Trump on the door.
right.
So, but they are certainly much more active, much more involved. There is actually, I'm going to do a little click here. They're doing a meet and greet for Parker Fairbairn here next Wednesday, I think.
Okay, so information on the website.
Yeah.
They actually have an office. They actually have signs for people to come and get.
Yep.
Very good.
Stuff like that. And so, compared to prior Republican groups, this one is much more active.
Excellent. Good news, because we believe in county parties. Absolutely. Appreciate
that. That's where it
all
starts.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't. So many people come and tell me that, you know, I'm not interested in politics. I'm like, well, that's too bad, because politics is really interested in you. And think about it, man. If you're not making these decisions, look at seeing who is actually making the decisions. And it's the funny thing. The other one, too, people tell you, what are the two things you're not supposed to talk about?
Politics and religion.
Politics and religion. This country was founded by men who did what?
Politics and religion.
Also, also distilled their own whiskey, and were gun runners too, and we're all felons. Point that out as well too. Just because somebody's a quote unquote air quote felon doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Right. Exactly. So. All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate off the cuff blindsiding you this morning on politics.
Great.
But just want the listeners and our audience to know who Dr. Jeff is. Sioux Animal Hospital. Put this phone number in your phone. 906 area code in Sault Ste. Marie, 635-5910. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks,
Jeff. I will say this one time. I don't care what side of the oil or what side of the aisle you're on. You bring them in here. I'll take care of anybody.
There you go. All right, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an education budget that's ignited pushback from school groups and administrators was signed into law Tuesday in Flint, marking the first time in years that the baseline funding for K-12 public schools was not increased. The budget also cuts grants for mental health counselors and school resources.